1690 AM in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. 4 fire season is approaching in Canada. In northern Quebec, there are currently already 2 forest fires blazing, which began on May 11th. Natural Resources Canada is warning we could be seeing a season of extreme fires, and with it, poor air quality. One research group in Montreal, the McGill Center for Climate Change and Human Health, is teaching people how to use simple materials to protect themselves from poor air quality.
It's not just the slow warming of the planet, it's kind of these other impacts that happen, like extreme weather, flooding, heat waves, changes in infectious diseases, potentially like Lyme disease, wildfires, right? And these are increasing and happening more frequent with greater intensity with climate change.
That was Professor Jill Baumgartner, the director of the Center for Climate Change and Human Health. Her and a team of PhD students recently led their first workshop in NDG, teaching residents how to make something called a Corsi Rosenthal box. Here is PhD student Siobhan Carroll to explain.
Basically, these are just, you take some furnace filters, so anything that you can get from a hardware store that's a furnace filter, you can use some of those. You duct tape them to a box fan, and then you basically just use cardboard and duct tape to cover up the holes, make sure it's pretty airtight, and they're nice little handy fans that you can keep in your house. They're not super huge, and they're handy for filtering out particles from the air and viruses and dust.
The box, made from simple and affordable materials, can be effective for filtering unsafe air, according to the center.
Air pollution has a lot of really negative effects on your health, and especially when we have events like wildfires and there's a lot of air pollution in the air, it becomes extra important to protect yourself.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. The show is Brave Little Emo Girl. My name is Sonam, and I am not alone.
Hello. I'm Luna.
Yeah, I've got a friend hosting with me tonight, and it's going to be so much fun. Brave Little Emo Girls.
Yes.
What it is tonight.
So good.
And Luna's helped me pick out some songs, and I think it's going to be a really good show tonight.
Yes, we have a bunch of different things. We have some like folky fun, and we have some women screaming, some angry men screaming, and then some more calm.
Yeah, it's a very it will make sense, because it always does. You will get the vibe by the end of this. Yeah, Don't worry.
It's going to work out. It's going to be very cohesive, I think.
Yeah. In a way that like a thrift store is cohesive.
Yeah.
But we're going to start off with the new single from Danger Box, which is a Vancouver Island band from where we're both from. And they are going to be in Montreal on Thursday playing with Ripcords at Blue Dog. And I expect anyone and everyone who's listening right now, and a lot more other people, to be there. It's going to be really cool.
Yes, you better be there.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with that. We have Clocking In by Danger Box. And then after that, what are we going to have?
Oh, we have some Aura Kogan. She's a fellow Vancouver Islander. I feel like I've been late to the bandwagon with her. So good.
Very good.
And then some Half Moon Run. No,
it's okay.
Oh, they're doing a orchestral performance situation in Montreal right now, which is so cool. And they're also, I don't know if they're from here, but they have some ties to Montreal.
Yeah. And we're going to have a lot more after that. So stay tuned. But first, here is Clocking In by Danger Box.
Here, going mental, zero dental, wasting up a dental, your credentials, minimum wage. at the back of the church, feeling water on your brow. It's healing, it hurts at first, a sharpish pain that returns as a thought, that the needle in your skin won't bring you closer to God. And I watch as your hand turns full circle. Hopeless with a coffee and a medical text. It's too easy knowing life from blowing off the rest. And the riddles in the pages leave it too much to guess. And the worry cracks and fracture from your hip to your chest. As I watch as your hand turns full circle.
Passionate about issues related to intimate partner violence? Join Women Aware's annual general meeting June 8, 2025 to learn more about how our survivor-led nonprofit has been working hard this year to address these topics from an intersectional lens. From providing tailored trainings to community-based events, we are eager to share with you the projects our community spearheaded and led this past year. A Zoom link is provided. And to join our AGM, simply sign up via our social media at womenaware.mtl or check out our website, www.womenaware.ca. Women Aware, by survivors, for survivors.
Now what the hell's a score?
In a world. In a land before time. In an outpost on the edge of space. One man. A robot renegade cop. Now more than ever.
Whoa, feedback.
Life is so much better with soundtracks. Join me Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. for an hour of movie music on What the Hell's the Score? Here on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal.
This is CJLO 1690 a.m. You could say that we're bumping out.
Festival Bleu Bleu.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. The show is Brave Little Emo Girl. My name is Sonam. I have my friend Luna with me, and we're totally not experiencing technical difficulties. Don't worry about it. Hey, man, the station was supposed to be closed anyways today. Well, it is, but it's not really, and I'm still here, and the show is still going, but it's closed, but it's not, and if I eat it a soap, no, I didn't. So... we just listened to three great songs. First was Clocking In by Danger Box, their new single, their heaviest yet. And it's about work and how much it sucks. I love it. This song is really great live, and so are all of their other ones. And you should come to the show on Thursday, please, because it's so fun. And they're the most like passionate musical individuals I know.
So good.
And like, they're playing with the Ripcords. Like, come on, that's legendary. Like, how, like, they made friends with Ripcords. That's so cool. Come on. And then after that, we had Feel Life by Ora Kogan. And we have thoughts and feelings about this album. And I want Luna to share hers first. Or just about Ora Kogan.
I mean, I haven't listened to the full thing. I honestly just started listening to her like a couple days ago. But I was on Instagram and saw a clip of her and thought, wow, she looks very familiar. And it's because I'm a hairstylist, and it's because she has been coming to the salon I work at for many years. So I thought that was really cool, and I didn't know that she looks very talented, and she is.
Yeah, they, like, toured in Europe, and then because I like YouTube live music stuff, I was like, they have an audio tree. That's crazy. Mm. I'm like, a band I know from my town is on audio tree? No way. And like I see people in the band. I'm like, you go to the same cafe, the one so cool cafe good. That's in town. But yeah,
Backyard Fest. Yeah, that was happening this week.
Yeah, Backyard Fest, Sunk City Fest in Nanaimo. So it's very cool. Yeah, I'm from Nanaimo, and you're from
Ladysmith, so yeah. It's like 20 minutes from Nanaimo. Mm-hmm. Same thing, pretty much.
Very fun stuff. The island life. It's good.
It's great.
And there's a lot of really amazing talent there. Feel very lucky. But there's also a lot of really amazing talent here.
Yes.
Get involved. Sure. There's so many. I have so many
shows.
Go
to more small shows, people. Hello.
Yeah. I just actually saw like a Instagram video of, it was like one guy, and he's like, what's your Montreal hot take? And he's like,
I saw this one.
And people are like, it was this person. No shade to this person either at all. But they're like, go to the smaller venues.
It's true.
That don't go through Ticketmaster. And then everyone in the comments was like, all the venues you named are through Ticketmaster. Like MTELUS and like Théâtre Beanfield. Like those are through Ticketmaster. Good venues always go to like,
go to your local library.
Yeah, go to a local like skate park show. There's a lot happening at the Van Horn skate parks if you like punk.
Yes, I've heard of this.
There's, you know, Blue Dog, always
Turbo House.
Love. Shout out Sergio. He's so cool.
He's such a fun guy.
Yeah, and then like La Sala Rosa and Fufun Electric. That place is amazing. The punk rock flea market was there, and it was so cool. I never knew it was so huge. It's so funky too. Luna just moved here, so we're gonna go to all of these places.
Yeah, I have so much to explore. Very excited.
Yeah, how you been liking it so far?
I love it. It's not much. Well, I've been lots of picnicking and lots of hanging out with friends, and kind of adjusting to the sticky weather that I'm gonna have to experience all summer long.
I know, it was so sticky, so sticky. And then now it's not. Like this weekend, I love the good, you know, April showers bring May flower. No, what is it? April flowers bring May showers. I don't even know.
It's April showers bring May flowers.
Well, it's been the opposite. I've been more like April minus 30.
We saw a mysterious glob.
Oh my god, sorry, but yeah, we were out and we were near Jean Talon Market, and there was this like weird glob under a tree.
So inexplainable. It had like cornstarch like chunks. Yeah, if anyone can like tell us what, or like, oh, if anyone's seen a mysterious blob with cornstarch in it, can you please message the Brave Little Emo Girl?
Yeah, at Brave Little Emo Girl, tell me what you think it is. I'll post a picture of it. But to me, it looked like that, like, dynamite jelly, like the blasting jelly, but with, like, chunks of drywall in it. It was really crazy.
So good.
We were like, is this radioactive? Are we gonna like start getting ill when we get home?
That's why I feel so weird the last couple of days.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh my
what
goodness.
If. Okay.
Anyways, music.
Yeah, and then after the Orokogan, it was Half Moon Run. And Luna has picked out most of the songs on this playlist because of course that's what my friends do. I love all of my music is from either my friends or my dad or the internet, which is my friend. But yeah, Half Moon Run, tell me more about them.
Grew up on them. My shout out mom, it's one of her favorite bands. I mean, yet to see them live, would love to. But yeah, just a big, I forget what radio station it was, but used to listen to them on the way to school a lot. Very good. Just very sad lyrics, but feel good instrumentals.
Love that.
I'd say
juxtaposition, that dichotomy.
Yes.
Oh, big words.
Big words.
Beef
oh,
with big
goodness.
Words. But yeah, that was very good. I really liked that.
Mm-hmm.
Good, like folk stuff. I if you don't remember, we did a folk programming episode. Sorry, not episode, but like month of April, and it was really fun. It was definitely some of the most fun times I've had. And yet, you know, the show must go on. So the show must go on. We be talking. What do we have next?
Okay, we have next Vancouver band Winona Forever. Saw them many moons ago at the Vault in Nanaimo.
The
One Cool Cafe in Nanaimo. The song is called Shrek Chic. Very good.
Heck yeah.
After that, we have some Block Party. Just needed to throw that in. Don't have much to say about them. They're British, I assume.
I wish British people were weird. They are weird. I wish they were real. I wish they were real.
I wish they were freaking real. Like Eating Glass by Block Party. And then, obviously, if it's my episode, there needs to be some Mitski. So we have Brand New City. Thought that would work out good because I have just moved to a brand new city.
And, so true.
As much as, you know, I'm not feeling like she is feeling, though. I don't feel like screaming. I feel quite happy and content.
Mm-hmm. I love this. This was like my grade 10 anthem. I feel like a lot of people it is. But anyways, let's continue with the tunes. Yeah. We did allow some extra time for talking because, of course, girls gotta talk.
Yeah.
But I want to also do music. So enjoy Shrek Chic by Vancouver band Winona Forever.
I'm in. honey, what's your take? Think my brain is rotting in places. I think my heart is ready to die. I think my body is cooling in pieces. I think my blood is passing me by. Honey, what you take? What you take? Honey, look at me. Tell me what you took, what you take. Honey, what you take? What you take? Honey, look at me. Tell me what you took, what you take.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM, and this is Brave Little Emo Girl, and we are being very brave little emo girls with that Mitski song, because holy, oh, I love music is so powerful.
So
that's
good.
Reverted me to like walking to school in grade 10. I remember it was like very rainy day, and I had just been told that like I had mono, which boo, mono sucks, but I was like, oh, I hate my life.
Oh, no. Like, what y'all know about old Mitski, though? Oh, my goodness gracious.
That lady. And, like, she's still great, obviously.
She is so amazingly wonderful. I saw her live a couple years ago.
I'm jealous.
And that was, like, I mean, I think Maria's listening right now. She would know how freaking good that was.
I can't even imagine.
It was great. She's a great performer, like, dancer. Mm-hmm. Everything is just so great. And that's all I can say about Mitski, is she's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. I watched an interview with her, and she was like talking about how she was like recording in like a haunted house, and she's like, I very much believe in ghosts, and I'm like, I can tell by your music.
It's haunting.
And
it
she's
like best way possible.
Amazing. And before that, we had Like Eating Glass by Block Party. I also like eating glass. I was doing some of that today.
From the museum gift shop.
Yes. And from like the sides of like the St. Lawrence River, I just dive and eat the rocks.
It's so cool. We were actually doing this last weekend.
Yeah, that's what our picnics is. It's actually
rocks
eating
and
rocks.
Rocks and mysterious blobs.
Yeah.
Cut into like a cake.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will post a photo of that blob. Please let me know if you know what it is, because I'm so scared.
You could always like Google reverse search it, but I just
that's
like,
what
don't
I did,
okay.
And I think it pulled up. What was that? The
like what? It, oh, there was like a
mysterious thing in like a town in Washington
from the sky, and I found out that it was like solidified pee from airplanes or something.
I thought it was like some military thing, or like that was the official statement.
I could be very wrong.
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah, there's many things that it could be, and maybe I'll just okay with not knowing too.
Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't know.
Maybe we shouldn't know. let's keep it a mystery.
But I liked that. I've never listened to Block Party before because I'm actually a musical sham. But it was really good. I love people who sing British like on purpose when they are British. I was just thinking, like,
so British.
You know, ew, Morrissey. But like, good job. I like that British voice, funny man.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh God. Are we okay? Are we talking about the next?
Yeah, let's talk about Winona Forever.
Oh yes, oh yes. Well, we kind of did.
But I want to hear more.
Okay. I'm trying to think of more.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Do you know if the name Winona is like Winona Ryder Forever?
I think it is. I should have probably.
No, it's okay. It's not your job to know.
But I think no, because it's like who? What's the celebrity that has the Winona Forever? Johnny Depp. Has Maybe. Like a Winona Forever tattoo because he dated Winona.
That makes
Ryder,
sense. They have been in a lot of movies together.
Yeah, so I think that's the lore. I would say.
I need to finish Edward Scissorhands. I never finished it.
Absolutely. Rango.
Oh my gosh!
Just
it's such
we're
a
talking
good
about Rango the other day.
Oh, and I just watched Shark Tale last night for the first time, and like those movies. I love DreamWorks, honestly. Oh,
there's some fireworks outside. I don't know.
It is Patriots Day here in Quebec. Oh, I want to go watch fireworks now. It is Patriots Day. We know it as Victoria Day for English Canada, but you know what? Who cares? It is interesting though. I do like historical facts about royal stuff, and like, you know, she is the reason people wear white on their weddings. Before, it would just be like brides would just wear their best dress. It wasn't like white to symbolize purity. No, it was just because she was like the Charlie XCX of the time.
Yeah.
She was an influencer. An influencer. And then she influenced via colonization, but that's a whole other thing. Anyways, Winona Forever.
Great band.
You go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, think they're still, I don't know if they're touring right now, but they were, and if you ever get the chance to see them, you should, because they're very fun, and I like their vibe they bring, the vibe they bring to the table, and by table I mean small, intimate venues.
Yes. I want to say, like, their guitar tone, like, it's very, there is a, like, Vancouver, West Coast, indie guitar tone, and I think it has to do with, like, Mac DeMarco. I was going to say, my words are confusing
me.
Mark DeMarcus. No, but it's, like, the Mac DeMarco kind of, like, reverb-soaked whatever, and, like, my friends in the band, I Love You Dearly, they also have great guitar tones that are
so
very,
good.
Like...
Go listen.
Yeah. Oh, she saw them when we were here, and
so
it was the best
good.
Possible show because
it was. Oh, I'm sorry. I get really passionate about this show at Turbo House that we went to. What was it? March.
Yeah, it was in March because first of all, Turbo House, goated venue, and like second of all, the other band that they were playing with had a sax player, and they also have a sax player, and they did like a sax duet, and it was awesome.
Who was it with again?
It was the other band was Porterfield,
but the
great.
Guy that was playing with them.
I can't remember, but he's
iconic.
Related to a YouTube musician, and it was really cool, and my partner was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool.
It was like it was a spiritual experience. Highly recommend.
Yeah, I Love You Dearly, they're great.
They're
touring
in
Nanaimo. Oh my gosh, they're gonna tour in what is it, August? Yeah, they're gonna be touring a lot of Canada. Go see them in Nanaimo and in Vancouver and in like Calgary and Toronto, wherever you're at, Ottawa.
Or all the major Canadian places.
Gotta do it. I will repost that on my story. Follow me at Brave Little Emo Girl on Instagram and you can help me identify the blob and support my friends' bands.
Yes. Okay.
What's next?
Next music. Okay, so we have some. I just found out about this band called Ladder.
Latter. Not Ladder.
Not to be mistaken with Latter. It's Latter.
L-A-T-T-R.
Chicago experimental rock sleigh. Very good. This song that we're going to play is called I Don't Know You. Some angry female vocals. So good. Tickles my brain. Then we have Move by Sol Seppi. I think that's how you say it. Don't know much about her. From London. Just a really interesting song.
After that is my favorite Wednesday song, Handsome Man.
Shout out to Sonam for showing my boyfriend Wednesday and then my boyfriend showing me Wednesday, because I don't know what I would be without this band now.
Yeah, they're kind of, we were talking about this earlier, but it's like, there are some bands that like, it's like a band I've needed my whole life.
It's just a mix of everything ever that you need.
Like, yeah, the best. And it's just so good. And then what do we have after that? Because we're going to talk again, but, you know, we'll have to keep it brief.
Okay, then we have some brand new.
Brand new what? I'm just kidding. The band is called Brand New.
I'm trying to... What's the full... I need to see the
There's a really long name.
Title of this.
Oh, I love it when pop punk bands and emo bands have them long titles.
Okay, Sick Transit Gloria dot dot dot
Glory Fades. Cool.
So good. And then, to end it all off, we have Canada versus America by Broken Social Scene. Hello. Have you guys
heard? We so didn't... relevant title. But this is new. This is
this is the first time today was the first time we heard this song. They're playing in Ottawa at the Ottawa Jazz Fest.
Blues Fest.
My apologies.
It's okay.
So everyone should go to that. So
shout out Amy from Ottawa.
Shout out Amy. Oh, love her.
Okay. So we're going to get on with this because we want to listen. I think first, actually, we're going to take a little break, do the ads. And then after that, we will have all of those tunes, all of those exciting tunes.
Yes,
so
enjoy.
Thank you.
Back for a 7th edition. From June 20th to 23rd, Carlton-sur-Mer will come alive with performances by Ariane Roy, Petit Beliveau, Clopel Gag, High Classified, Uri, Gus Engelhorn, Belly, Maggie Merlin, and many more. Don't miss the epic Beach Electro Night, the Artisan Market, the classic Mussels and Fries Dinner, the Water Skipping Tournament, and plenty other fun activities. Contact your friends and plan your Gaspésie getaway. Tickets and details at festivalbleubleu.com.
Do you like bubble baths, hot cocoa on cold night, snuggling up with a sweetie and listening to the radio? Well, if you answered yes to at least two of those, might I suggest Advice by the Fireplace, CJLO's number one easy listening comedy advice talk radio show hosted by me, Delilah Karen. We bring on a guest or two from the Montreal comedy world to answer real advice questions and maybe share a few funny stories along the way. Advice by the Fireplace, every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here on CJLO 1690. Oh, also, I love you.
hello. You are listening to Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO 1690 AM, Concordia's one and only radio station. My name is Sonam.
My name is Luna.
We lied.
Sorry.
No brand new song because we really, really want to play this Broken Social Scene song. Anyways, we have to sign off now. It's time to say bye. But Luna, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
This was so much fun. I always love having people on the show. I'm going to do more. There's going to be more people who I know that have really great music taste going to be on the show because it's fun. And, you know, I get stuck in my own musical echo chamber and it sucks sometimes.
Thank you so much for tuning in tonight.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure. Yeah, Canada versus America by Broken Social Scene. Super great.
And very relevant.
And very relevant. Right.
Everyone have a good night and stay warm. It's not cold. Yes. I mean, it's not warm out there. Stay warm. Bundle up. Cold. Enjoy this rainy weather while we still have it. And enjoy this last song for the evening.